All right, on this Thursday morning, we are just at the beginning of what will likely be a months-long situation with COVID-19. There's not a business or organization that hasn't been impacted by this. So to address some concerns that business owners may have, the founder and CEO of O'Keefe, Michigan business consulting firm, Pat O'Keefe. Pat, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I want to ask you, you know, as you look over the business landscape, everything from the corner diner that's now doing carryout service to the big three automakers shutting down, what do you see companies doing right now? And have you seen anything out there where you say, oh, they're panicking or this business needs to do something different?
Well, I think the cold reality as the economy slows down for business owners in particular is that customers are not going to be paying them. They're all trying to hoard cash and make sure that they can keep their operations functioning at some level and to be able to emerge when this turns itself around here is still a sustainable company. Mm-hmm. In light of that, you've got employees that are going to continue to want paychecks and you want to maintain a labor force. And I find that you really have to assess where your cash flow position is and determine how you keep your powder dry as we work through this stagnation in the economy. And the best way to do that is really communication. And I know that sounds simple, but I think generally uncertainty breeds a lot of panic. And we're seeing it every day is, people are just not sure, whether they're going to have food and toilet paper and other reactions at the grocery store. And I think with a plan in place and a confidence level of a sustainability plan, employees will work with employers relative to what each of them are capable of doing during this time.
Yeah. A lot of these business owners are going to have some difficult conversations with their bankers, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, landlords, fall right in that too. I mean, we've been advising clients that with the courts, closed down, it's highly unlikely that you're going to get an eviction notice and be booted out of your space. At the end of the day, landlords want tenants. I think everybody realizes, where the economy is at right now. So it's not anybody just not wanting to pay their bills. It's just that they may not be able to pay their bills. And that, strolls down through banking relationships. We've been advising clients to draw down on their lines of credit to maintain cash because there could be a situation where the banks are incapable of providing, liquidity to businesses that need it. And they, under many agreements, can decide that they don't have to advance if they deem themselves insecure or they believe that there's been a material change in the company's business operation, which I think everybody would agree today that wouldn't be a far stretch of a statement to make.
No.
So our goal is to make sure our business owners have as much liquidity as they can get their hands on, to spend it judiciously, and to figure that this is probably at least a 3 or 4 month proposition.
And you want to get on that now sooner rather than later. I mean, I had heard a report this morning that said there was what appeared to be almost a run on banks yesterday as people are sort of hoarding cash, afraid that the banks may run out.
Well, I mean, we saw that in 2008-2009,
yeah,
when the banks overextended themselves and the Treasury was not capable of providing funds to banks who need them with overnight repo agreements. We had that, which wasn't really publicized by anybody. Event happened in September, and then it was a near event in December. So the prospects of banks not being able to fulfill liquidity to both their borrowers and customers who have money on deposit, I think right now it's not so far-fetched. I don't see anything imminent out there, so I don't want to cause a panic.
Right.
But I think, you want to be thoughtful in, your strategy of maintaining liquidity, understanding that you probably won't have customers paying you in the regular course, in that if you have undrawn lines of credit, it probably makes some sense to draw them down a little bit.
I think every business owner's got to be looking at their insurance policy, seeing what, the recourse they might have with their insurance companies. But if everybody is trying to do the same thing, I mean, insurance companies are going to become strained at some point too, aren't they?
They are. And again, people talk about business interruption insurance and, other aspects of coverage that they hope they have. A lot of times with business interruption, it has to really be specific, and it has to be caused by a catastrophic event, which I think people would argue, you know, COVID-19 is definitely falls into that category. However, the exact amount of loss that is attributable to that sometimes can be painstaking to try to figure out. And all of this does is delay the ultimate recovery on your insurance policy. So we're telling clients again to, if you have coverage, great, but don't be counting on it anytime soon to solve any near-term cash flow problems.
Yeah. What's the number one thing every organization should be doing right now to stay ahead of the curve and to try and weather this this really bad storm?
Well, I'm going to give you two because I think they're hand in hand. I think the first thing you have to do is really understand where your cash flow is and coming from, and that includes all liquidity that you have within your company. And then the second part of that is communicate to your employees, your creditors, the vendors, banks, you know, what you're capable of doing. I don't think anybody can ask you to do something you're not capable of doing, and everybody is in the same boat. This isn't any one company-specific problem. And I think those that communicate and demonstrate some level of confidence that they have a plan going forward are not going to get the attention that those that don't do that will.
All right. Really good, sound advice there, Pat. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Have a great day, Paul.
All right, you too.
And take everybody care. Stay positive out there.
We're trying, man. Take care. Bye-bye. All right.